I'm promoting and launching my book, my new book called Dessert by Michel Roux, which is full of goodies, of sweet dessert, light and delicate, and 120 recipe with beautiful photography and very easy to follow. So that's what I'm doing. I'm really, so I've been to a few places, but I'm staying at the Longueville Manor, where the chef has done a lovely dinner last night and a great lunch today, and with some of my recipe from my book. And I met a lot of people and signed a lot of books.
And I understand you undertook a question and answer session. What was the most difficult question you had to answer?
Well, it was not any difficult question. They were all quite nice and interesting questions. One of them was, what makes a great chef, in my book? And my reply was simply, what makes a great chef is someone who can keep his cool and get on with the job, even in case of a problem, of an incident in the kitchen, to keep cool and to get on with the service and not bully the staff and be nasty, because it leads nowhere. It's even more chaotic. So it's better to think rationally and start all over again for what has gone wrong. And then if it's gone wrong before with whoever the person in the kitchen, and we've got 26 persons in the kitchen at the World Design, then we talk about it later. But at the time of the incident, you should never bully or be nasty with any of the staff. You should always be nice, polite, and get them confident. And then if the person after the service is obviously someone who's done it a couple of times before, then I just say to them, look, I think we can't, we can't go on like that. I mean, my client wouldn't take it. An incident is okay, two is okay, but nobody's got seven life, only a cat, and you're not working with cats around you here. So, it's simple. That was not a question which was an easy question, but it was a fair question, and that's exactly the way I used to handle my position as a chef patron at the waterside, and that's the way my son does it. If there is a problem, you don't address it heads-on. You get on with the problem, and then you address it immediately after the service.
Yeah, that's sound advice, because you see on the television celebrity chefs, well, some of them seem to be losing their temper quite a bit. So you're giving advice that doesn't work in the kitchen.
No, it doesn't. But that's a problem which have been put on television mainly because it sells, people who are rude and people who are nasty sells better than people who are nice those days. Bad news always sell better than good news, and that's the problem we're living into. And that's one of the